from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That is Carson Steele, who suddenly, after one preseason game, is going to become a fan favorite. You can already tell.
That didn't take long, did it?
If he makes the team. And I think the answer is he's making this team, guys. He's making this team.
That one run alone might put him on the team.
It was already trending that way. We thought in the last week or so of practice, we had discussed his name last week, as a matter of fact. But he gets 4 carries, 29 yards, a touchdown. You can see why they're intrigued by him based off of his ability to run through contact, give them something they haven't had since Anthony Sherman. I think Andy Reid's going back to a fullback, and I know, look, maybe they would argue, well, he's not just a fullback, so let's list him as running back. That's fine, but they could line him up at the fullback position. They could line him up at running back. I think they like what he brings to the table. Now, it's still going to be limited use. I don't think he's suddenly
– No, it might still be 15 snaps a game or
when
less.
When you're doing the math on who keeps a roster spot, how many running backs, you know about Clyde and Pacheco as your number one, number two. After that, who's your third back? It's a weird way. Like, Carson Steele could be in Prince. It could be Prince with Steele. And so you're basically, those are your 3-4 running back / fullback for this team heading into the season.
As much as I loved that 15 or 20 yard run, whatever it was, right, where he's breaking tackles and he just kind of looks like he's brushing through everybody. That was a fun run. That might have been the most fun game. The one that was the most encouraging was the 1 yard line. Like, when you are I care about that way more than, can Carson Steele occasionally break off a 15-yarder? I want somebody who, with a full head of steam, and I always thought Pacheco was pretty good at this, but another option down there, let's just say, just to throw him off, Gould, because sometimes when you're the 1 yard line, they know you're going right at him. Maybe Mahomes flips the other way and it goes to the fullback and that block goes a different direction. If you can actually threaten from a different player that yardage out, that was the most encouraging from a, this might actually play in the regular season. The other one was just fun. A fun preseason run, in which I'm not counting on, at least at this moment, Carson Steele to be like 6 carries a game.
Going
I imagine
you
get like one every once in a while.
Correct. Yes, he was going up against second, third stringers. The tackling was more questionable, but he's going to make this team, and he's wearing the same number that Anthony Sherman wore. Like, I think all that they're going back. We're going to see them go back to what they were a couple years ago at that particular position. But he might be able to have more flexibility than just what even Sherman was as a fullback. Maybe he is kind of a hybrid halfback, fullback, whatever you want to call it. But I think, and he's going to speak to the media after practice today. So you get to hear from him. We'll bring you some of that audio. And someone on the text line, 913-586-7610, said, hey, are we done with the LRZ hype? I think, yeah, I think
it
so.
Just looks,
it's a couple of reasons.
Unpolished.
One is Carson Steele also threw a wrinkle in this in a good way. The other part is LRZ looks like someone that's never played football before, and he hasn't. And so that's, I think, the reality of the situation. Pass protection, they have said he's gotten better. through camp, but you can tell he's not comfortable. I think he hesitates when he ran. You could tell when he was running the football, he was hesitating. Someone that has never played the sport. And I think now the projection should be that they're able to sneak him onto the practice squad. I would assume nobody else is going to sign him. But I think he's a practice squad guy. And the international roster exemption, remember, they use that on Godrick. So it's practice squad, I think, is the only option if you think LRZ is sticking with this organization during the season.
Yeah, it's not that I'm eliminating any possibility that he contributes to this team at some point. The only interesting facet is they had him kick late in the game.
They did. They wanted to try that out.
They're still tinkering with that, which means they're still looking
for
a reason.
There's no way he's going to be on the 53, though, if that's all he's doing. So I think it's practice squad. And then your hope is that next year at camp, he's learned the game more, and maybe he's a big surprise then. But
he's just gotta learn
to move. Carson Steele has also made it a little bit easier to say, "All right, well, we'll wait for the practice squad for LRZ, and if some other team wants to take a flyer on him, so be it." I just can't imagine another team in the NFL giving him a roster spot either. I just don't see that. And if I assume practice squad for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.